Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rhymes with Baghdad. I'm Albie. You didn't hear any of what happened just a minute ago. You don't know anything that happened. You don't know what's going on. It's episode 205. If you hear a loud grinding noise in the background, it's because I'm making ice cream.
That's all I want to know. Why was that lady in the background dressed as an elf? Why are they doing Christmas movies?
It's Christmas in July, Mary. It's Christmas in July, Mary. In the Hallmark Channel. It's Christmas every day, really. It's Christmas in June. It's Christmas in April. It's Christmas. It's Hallmark. I mean, half their catalog is Christmas movies. So
Albie's making ice cream. I'm eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Mary, what are you bringing to the table in regards
ice cream related?
Yeah.
You could make cream from a strawberry cow.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness. I had a girl in school who really did think chocolate milk came from brown cows. It was a very real thing. People still think that. Also,
did anyone convince her not the answer?
You know, yes. There was a long conversation. A lot of jabs, a lot of quick-witted puns aimed in her direction. She suffered a volley of truly the best in high school make funnery.
Wait, this was in high school,
not middle or elementary.
No. No, it's high school. She received quite a volley. Let's just say that of making fun of, which you know, we all get that. Mary, DJ are here. Thank you for joining me on this 205 episode. July 19th? 17th? 19th?
It's the 19th.
In this, the corona year. Everybody loves coronavirus. It's a big thing. It's happening. Very excited about it. That's what we were just talking about before. Talking about... What was it?
Going
about?
Viral.
Going viral. That's true. What about REM? How's ReZero is a great show? Is that what
it's
we were talking
worst,
about?
It's the worst, REM.
That's so good.
Did you legitimately like that show? I can't remember.
Yes, it's like my...
Jesus,
probably my,
of course you did.
My top five of the last... of doing Is It Moe, when we were doing Is It Moe, it's probably my top five. Probably number one.
So, is there new episodes, like, actually airing?
New episode. New season. Season two. Out. Two episodes are out.
Didn't it get delayed originally or something?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of things did. Kind of after we stopped doing the podcast, which worked out in a weird vein. But, you know.
I want to go back to it eventually. That podcast is not dead. It is
it's
on
not
hiatus.
Dead. It's on a hiatus. Indefinite.
Anime refuses to die.
Anime can't die. I think we make it more like Seen Anything Good lately, where everybody just brings a couple shows that they watched. Change it from like a weekly thing to like a thing we do whenever.
But nobody's going to want to watch my shows. I won't be able to tell people about them.
Oh. Maybe we do a Forced to Watch, too. Everyone liked that Forced to Watch thing.
Yes, that was fun.
That was probably the best idea we had. Run of things. What else were we talking about? We're talking about ice cream? Talking about anime?
Yep.
Talking about the third thing.
What kind of ice cream are you making?
Just a vanilla. I got, like, rock salt and stuff like that. It's one of those old, like, kind of rock salt machines with ice and stuff.
Are you doing that? Oh, so you're not doing the new gimmick, like, two-ingredient mason jar, like, internet recipe ice cream?
Excuse me?
And then you put it in the freezer or something? What?
I don't know how you do it exactly.
Two
I just know that that's, like, the new Dalgona coffee, like, gimmick internet
Dalgona
bullshit thing.
What's a Dalgona coffee, by the way? I saw a video of a man who was making a cocktail not too long ago out of Dalgona coffee and like a whipper, one of those things where
it's just
got nitrous.
Whipped up coffee. You make instant powdered coffee and you whip it up and that's fucking it. I don't understand why it became a big thing.
One hit for the coffee, one hit for the man.
Yep, indeed. That person is, what the heck is his name again? I can't know his name. I gotta look him up. I gotta give credit.
Name.
No, absolutely not. He's a very good cocktail maker.
Sure, he's probably not dead.
How to Drink. Yes, How to Drink.
I've seen one of those, or two of those videos.
He made a really good Johnny Silverhand cocktail for Cyberpunk. Like, legitimately well-reviewed. Very, very good cocktail for
Cyberpunk. After they showed like that drink in the trailer.
Yeah, after they showed the drink in the trailer. I think it's like a sour ale with like there's like a gin fizz on top kind of thing. And then like cayenne pepper or something like that on the outside. It looked really good. It's really good. I will link that video if you want to watch.
This New York Times mason jar ice cream has more than two ingredients. So it's not the gimmick internet one. My bad.
Since I can't link it in the thing, I'm just going to link it in the Rums Over Baghdad Twitch chat. Because if I try to link anything, it will move all these images. It'll become distorted.
Okay.
The image of the Johnny Silverhand.
Two ingredient, you just have heavy whipping cream and sweetened condensed milk. That doesn't sound awful.
Where's the flavor?
You probably can use heavy cream.
You probably want to put some kind of flavoring in there as well. Like you can make it with only two ingredients, but you should probably put one more in there.
Man, I was looking at making ice pops too. Something I was thinking about too, like fruit. Like almond milk with something like that and mix it together.
Those are easy though. You just need a mold. Like an ice cream is much harder.
I wanted to go swimming because it's like 97 degrees out. We don't have a pool. It's killing me.
I was going to say.
Killing me. So I decided on ice cream. Sounds good enough for today. But yeah.
Is your gazebo up yet? I mean, eating ice cream under the gazebo would be pretty good.
Don't look at me. It's been so warm lately. You don't feel like doing something like that. And then you're like, you know. I mean, we have like an umbrella and stuff set up out there on the patio or whatever. So it's
that
just like.
That sounds nice.
Play cards out there. A little bit of rummy.
Rummy. We don't have any. We have a tiny little patio section in our back garden. So like most of it's filled with chairs. And it's like a south-facing garden or some shit, so it gets sun like throughout the day. And I was like telling my wife, like, come out, it's nice and warm, it's not that bad, because like I was there outside for an hour and it was fine.
Right.
Right when she comes out, like the heat, like it like got super hot for the day. Even I was just like, this is too hot. It's sweaty now. It's sweaty season.
It's sweaty season. It's true. Speaking of sweating, I've been sweating in Minecraft dungeons with my good friend Popcans. We've been doing all the fiery missions in the fiery heart of doom in Minecraft dungeons. The mountain missions with the golems.
That game is easy as hell. There's no reason for you to sweat anything.
Wow.
That's not true. We've died multiple times. I don't know.
Wow.
Really?
Another level. Yeah. Well, we're trying the hardest difficulty.
Okay.
So, we're not wimping out, Mary. We're just...
The thing I didn't like about that is that the harder difficulties are locked behind easier difficulties, and I just could not deal with having to beat, like, the boring easy difficulties to make it more fun, so...
True.
That sucked.
We're having a good time. We both got charge beams. I don't know if you remember that, you get a bunch of souls, and then you... Like, he used a giant beam attack. That was neat. Popkins had Mjolnir drop, so he became Thor, he enjoyed that quite a bit. I don't know. It's like been a thing. We're planning on playing Groudon next week. It comes out on Game Pass 10 days from yesterday or whatever.
Okay.
But this is kind of in our game. We're like, okay, we'll sit down, we'll chat, and then we'll play through a thing. So it's been good. I've been having fun. I don't know if Pop has, but I certainly have. Murdering, killing, throwing TNTs. It just also feels like sometimes like stuff don't drop for you at all. Like there's not dropping enough loot. Like I want more loot. Give me more loot.
Right.
You really want like gold or something flying all over the place. You want to feel like you're being swathed in all manner of collectibles and stuff like that. But you never really get much of that. I mean, you get occasional drops, but then they're most of the time, like, I have a clean inventory, which doesn't feel right for a loot game. I have an empty inventory. It shouldn't be that way. But yeah. It's a game. Let's talk about Minecraft. Anybody has ever played to be about
regular Minecraft now too?
Regular Minecraft too.
Now too. I'm finding issues on like stuff to do. Everyone's making farm like autonomous farms, and it's like too much for me. Like I was the first one to go like, what if we make a gold farm just so that we have like a gold farm? And like getting to the places, like fine, I guess I need an enderpearl. And then it's like, you need 1,000 magma cubes. And instantly I was just like, oh no, this is just like too much. Yeah. I barely have stepped into the nether anyway. I don't want to jump into all this suddenly out of nowhere. So I'm having issues with Minecraft finding like things I want to do in there. One thing was people were making a bunch of like elevators to the top of the sky. I was thinking I can just add one of those to the glass house. Sure. I had a tunnel like right on the ground floor that linked to Rain's like location where the train was going to be. I linked that up to the glass house tunnel I had. So that's done. So one thing I was thinking of doing is because I've now got a secret entrance to Rain's location and my glass house, I was kind of thinking maybe I can just create my own little like sneaky underground I'ma steal your shit tunnels like to everyone's houses. I don't know, just for funsies, so that like if I dig up these two exact little locations, I have this like entranceway to run to wherever where I need to that no one else has. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. You could put some sticky pistons and you can make your own sneaky door with only one button on one side of the door, so nobody would even know. It's just in a wall somewhere and it's like perfectly made. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Don't do it to my house or you'll
I'll eventually get to your castle. No. You won't know. That's the thing. You won't know.
I'll never know.
You just see me weirdly underneath the sea for some reason.
It's like, wait, what? How is he underneath? Oh, no. I don't know. I just want to finish my goddamn castle, and then I'm probably done. I might kill the wither again or something like that, but I am reaching my limit. I've fallen off of my castle so many times, I'm starting to grow tired of falling off my castle. Yeah, well, it's not so easy when you're laying bricks or whatever and you lose track of...
Laying bricks.
Laying dark black stone bricks, man. That's what we're doing out here.
Get that checked out.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. yeah, I don't know. I'm almost done with Minecraft, I feel like. But RL Craft, though. Now there's a challenge. I'm going to get a dragon in that game. Very excited about
Which game?
RL Craft? You watched that. The really hard Minecraft where I died a lot.
Oh, that thing. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know the name of that mod.
Same. I thought it was a mod, like just a Minecraft expansion pack or some shit.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's RL Craft, but it has a name. It's colloquially known. If you notice I'm not changing the topic, it's just going to be welcome to the show. You just have to listen and learn what we're talking about, you know? Just listen.
Seeing as we're back at the start of the show, I can do my thing. Okay. Mostly because it's getting warm and I don't want it to get any warmer. I was at the store and didn't want to... So I'm still wearing masks at the store and gloves and stuff. And I don't want to like touch the mask to get ID'd for alcohol and stuff because they might ID you and might... I've had it on occasion where they asked to take the mask off so that they could see I was the face. It's annoying. So I didn't want to get ID'd or anything. So I got this Brewdog, punk as fuck, aka alcohol-free IPA.
Alcohol-free IPA. Yep.
All attitude. No, is that backwards for you guys? Cause, yep.
No, that's
no, I can read
that's
it.
That's good.
Great. It's all attitude, fun. No alcohol.
Oh, enjoy that.
Yeah.
Take a nice sip.
I had a Heineken 0.0 great. Last night, so yeah.
Is that the one you like?
It's the one I can get easily, and it's not too expensive. I feel bad spending a lot of money on fake beer, so.
Well, I mean, it smells like the original, which is like kind of pineapple-y, I guess. I mean, it tastes worse than the actual normal stuff.
Well, sure.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
You're gonna keep drinking it though, and that's all that matters. Really.
Yeah, because I paid for it, so.
I mean, of course.
Yeah, I might move.
Oh, I was gonna say it's been so long for me that I've had real beer that I've literally forgotten how it tastes. So the fake stuff is good enough.
This is just making me laugh that people legitimately now go to alcohol-free bars to buy this to drink in with their friends and tolerate. God, it's worse than actual beer. That's saying something.
I mean, because, like, doesn't the alcohol cover some of the taste of the stuff, I guess, a little bit? So, of course, it's going to be a little worse. It tastes more hoppy.
Oh, yeah, this is hoppy as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Do you love hops? Then
it's basically like a hop soda now.
Yeah, it's a hop soda.
Hop soda?
I'll probably do another bit later on, but we'll get there. Yeah, Minecraft, have you done the Optifine, like, beta patch or whatever?
Yes.
For 1.16, yeah. Playing it any other way makes it look, like, way too old and...
Yes, very old. It's, like, early 2000s. It's really...
Yeah, it's striking. The textures and stuff are really stupid looking and stuff. Like, having that Optifine stuff is really cool, even when it's raining. Because then, like, the sheen on, like, the floor and stuff looks really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my castle looks really neat. I like it a lot. Looks very cool.
The only other thing I like, which I was scared at first of doing is, two of my exits come off right at, like, beach areas. Mm-hmm. But to get up, like, you have to ascend, like, block by block, so you can actually step up them. And then naturally at some point, you just hit, like, the ground, the sea floor. Huh. So you have to do this awkward, like, open a hole so you can fly up and then just brick as much as you can and then retreat back for air. It's kind of fun doing that because you can just, like, make your own, like, layer through. Up to the top, or find a wall to link to.
See, I could have made you a hat, though, that gives you underwater breathing.
I still want a hat. Yeah, give me a hat.
Oh, well. It's a good hat. Made out of turtle shells. Well, scoots. Which are turtle shells.
Turtle scoots.
It's when a little baby turtle becomes a big turtle. That's why all those turtles are there, just at the side of the thing. Because I make hats out of their skin. It's a dark, twisted... production facility, but really, what can you do? Can I just say, though, I will say this about Minecraft Dungeons. They have a bunch of blocks in there that aren't in the real thing, and it really is, like...
Really?
Wild. It's like...
What they got?
Like, they had these ones with, like, big hammers that fell. Like, it was almost like a big forge thing, where they have, like, hammers dropping from the top of the thing to forge a thing or something like that. Oh. They also have, like, different enemies that aren't in the main game. Like fairies and stuff like that, and like zombies that are wearing hats. It's very strange. Also, like swords and stuff like that. That aren't like you can't build a big block hammer in Minecraft, and you can't really build a scimitar or anything neat like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, they had to like do stuff for this next game. You can't just have like stone sword, iron sword, gold sword, and you're done.
They should add those too. I would like a big hammer. That's what I want. Big hammer.
In Minecraft.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone might have modded it.
Oh, yeah, somebody has modded it. But you think I'm gonna install mods?
Yeah, I can't be bothered with that either.
Nope.
It's also like looking at some of those like auto farms and stuff like that on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that no one's like using the Optifine stuff.
Yep.
Everyone's still playing it in like the OG graphics looking stuff. I'm not sure if that's because they want everyone to everyone who has the base game knows what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're trying to relate it to that or if, but like it doesn't look much different to Optifine.
I know. Maybe they all just are sick people who just enjoy the look of a traditional Minecraft.
Yeah.
No?
sick people.
I'm distracted by Transformers.
Sorry. Transformers?
Yeah, that's right to be. Is that the movie that's behind?
I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Distracted by Transformers. Yeah. Do you see that new Transformers thing? Because they're coming out with like an anime.
What's the new one?
I think it's on Netflix. Kind of coming to Netflix or something like that. It's like Transformers Fall of Cybertron. And I think it's kind of based on the games. I'll look it up right now. Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
War for Cybertron.
So you get to see, like, Optimus killing a bloke. That's all I know. Yeah, neat. It looked the trailer for it.
This looks like shit. I don't know. Bad, like, Borderlands-looking CG. Why are they calling it anime? What?
It's anime, Mary. Mary, it's...
How is it anime?
It's the trilogy. It's a trilogy. It's War for Cybertron trilogy. Dash Siege. I guess it's Siegen. They're Siegen.
Oh, this does look bad.
I linked it in the chat channel, folks.
I'm sorry, I'm looking it up now.
I'm watching this trailer.
Oh. I linked it, yeah.
It's made by Rooster Teeth. Cool.
Yeah, everybody loves Rooster Teeth. You love Ruby, don't you?
No, I don't.
No?
Nope.
Shit, I thought you loved Ruby. R-W-B-Y.
Nope. Can't say that I do.
It doesn't look that bad.
Oh, okay. It's actually being animated by Polygon Pictures, which is a Japanese 3D CG studio, so they're allowed to call it anime. That's fine.
Not also, Polygon.
Also subsidiary Polygon, though, right? Aren't they the same?
No.
Okay. There's 7 seasons of Ruby. You guys know it's like 92 episodes long?
I thought about watching it.
I didn't know that, but I believe it.
I believe it. Come on, it would make a lot of money.
Stupid.
Polygon Pictures. I thought they were.
Polygon Pictures did the CG cutscenes for Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Well, then they should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed, I say. That's not really. What other films did they do? Let's see here. A bunch of Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters. Okay, it's a good one. Is that an anime? Oh God, it's that one. Okay. Ugh.
Oh.
They did Star Wars Resistance. That wasn't a bad show, from what I heard. They did Transformers: Robots in Disguise, the TV show. They have some background. They seem like they're decent. They did some Clone Wars stuff. They have experience doing these kind of things.
They have experience doing a lot of like license
work. License work, yeah.
Yeah. Like being produced by an American company, so.
Nope.
I guess that makes sense.
Speaking of license work, let me tell you about the hot new license from Ubisoft, Hyperscape. Everybody loves Hyperscape,
right?
That's
not a license. That's not an established property.
It's a hot new license.
No.
It's a hot new license.
That's an original IP by Ubisoft, you goof.
Yep.
Are you an absolute goof? You've done goofed now, Goofy.
You've uninstalled this, right?
No.
Oh, good. Like, I don't want to play like one or two more. I don't know about that.
It's all right.
There's things around it that are nice, right? But like Apex plays like infinitely better than this game.
Sure, yeah, no doubt. I mean,
so this was in like Ubisoft's E3 equivalent of this year. Mm-hmm. It's like Apex. It's a battle royale. It's got a cyberpunk. It's got a future cyber look to it. It doesn't have a cyberpunk look to it, and the whole thing is like parkouring your way up things and whatnot, and sometimes it's real finicky and doesn't like fully work as like compared to other parkour systems, let's say.
Oh, there's actual parkour? I thought it was just like jump pads.
It's like, no, you can like climb elevations and stuff, like get ledges.
Like a double jump, yeah.
Double jump, climb ledges. You can't wall run.
They gotta get that wall run in there, man. They gotta...
Yeah.
Feels unnatural.
Yeah, it's really awkward. The jump pads really do help you get height, though, to start climbing proper towers. Yeah, and like... So the guns are kind of weird. The time to kill things is kind of high because it's a battle royale game. It's not like a normal Call of Duty style game. The guns are weird in that if you're not like super accurate with them, they're all pretty useless, to be honest. Yeah. Even the sniper rifle, if you get a headshot, like it only does like two-thirds damage or something.
Yeah, it really feels like a game where they want you to pump out some ammo. Like, you're going to be shooting a lot.
Because you're moving very quickly in this game as well.
And you never seem to run out of ammo, even though I feel like I only had so much ammo burning through it. It just felt like you can just kind of go. And then you're also, like, you're picking up guns and fusing them. So if you find two of the same assault rifle, you could fuse them together and you get a stronger assault rifle.
It shows you what it upgrades, but sometimes it's, like, a bigger magazine or faster reload for some of these other things.
There's usually a damage upgrade, usually is the last one.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mobile game. That's weird.
Yeah, there's also, like, skills you can, like, find out in the world. Like, teleport or invisibility or, like, reveal an area so you can find invisible people.
Or ball. And
then, ball.
Or ball. You turn into a ball, a giant ball.
The two skills that you should only ever need is wall and ball. Wall creates this fuck-off huge wall, like, in front of you that you can just lay out, and people can't, like, shoot over it. I think you can kind of climb it, but yeah. And the cooldown timer for this thing is, like, 5 seconds. Right, you can just keep nailing down walls, like, just wherever
you want. Pin them in! You can pin them in an area, really. Yep.
Yeah, you totally can. And then ball is, you're just in a giant, like, metallic hamster ball, and you can, like, just... jump over like buildings in it because it bounces as well.
You're a giant bouncy ball.
Best. Yeah.
Very good. It's not the best. It's actually pretty useless, I feel
like. It's the best. It's easily the best skill you ever need.
I wonder if you max that out if it's like a fireball or something like that and you can actually do damage.
Probably not.
That's all I would
That would have involved them thinking about something good for this game.
Wow.
And like in the Ubisoft thing, they spent like a good 5 or so minutes going like, these characters have personality and backgrounds and storylines and look at all these people. they tried in this Ubisoft thing. I specifically remember them going through it and like, you can customize these characters because they ask you to pick like a character to start off with and be as your like skin or whatever. And like fucking them, the most neutral people.
It's like, here's your white character. Here's your black character. Here's your
Asian
character.
Asian person. Here's the white guy's Irish.
Of course.
Yep.
And then they kind of, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I think it's, they had some neat stuff with like sort of the bigger picture. Like it almost felt like, what's that movie I watched Mary not too long ago? Ready Player One. It felt a little like Ready Player One to a certain extent. Like it's a game within a game within a game within a, like you're playing a thing, but then it's also, you're also a fake world. Like when you make your character, you're dumped out into this big kind of overworld thing. And if they embrace that, maybe release some smaller size stuff, then maybe we could do like a car battle royale mode or a other game.
Oh, like you're in a cyber world. So
yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
If they do that, if they make Hyperscape more than just the battle royale mode, broaden it out, I think it could be really neat. That's what I would do. I would add other game modes and stuff like that, or other whole games.
Also, because it's free to play, naturally, there's skins and gun skins and like terrible. Loading screens and all that stuff. Yeah, as Albi says, they are instantly terrible. All the things they are offering are just garbage, neutral, terrible. Nothing great. Like, I feel companies don't do this, but right off the bat, they need to go with the wackiest skins for your characters.
Yep.
Because people want, like, stupid, dumb, vibrant, wacky skins.
Things with personality.
Yeah.
Make a bunny suit. That's all we're saying, is just put a bunny suit in the game, at least.
Yeah, some kind of make something. One a bunny suit, yeah.
Like a panda suit, something. Just get, go out
make
there.
Make a morph suit. Give them a green morph suit.
Morphing time, you know, make them Power Rangers. Get that license.
Yeah, yeah, get that license. Make Power Rangers.
Something. Not just... And they spent
Thanos in the game.
And they spent so much time during that event talking like, we designed all this beautiful fashion, so it's narratively consistent. And it's like...
They did, yeah.
Narratively consistent fashion.
So they want it to be like Destiny or something, then, I guess?
It was garbage. The one great thing that they do in that game is in the like loading screen in the game, like the lobby, not like when you're waiting as three people there, but like you're waiting for a game to start and you're waiting for 100 people to fill in. It seems like they segment everyone like 25 people per corner of the map. Because it's a square map, and that's where you're gonna like launch off from, and then like below you on this platform is the map itself. Like you can actually see that like the city and the buildings and the towers right there. If you push tab, you can press a marker on like where you guys want to go, and that actually appears like in the world you see below you and stuff. I thought that was really cool, and that like. The lobby thing is the loaded map you're going to jump into already. It just makes a lot of like nice sense for pre-planning. Absolutely. And just fucking around looking at the map rather than waiting until you're down there going, oh, this is this street, this is this street. It's like you can see that up there. It's neat.
Right, yeah. It feels good, you know? I think it's a game that, even though
the
it might not
feels
be like...
not great.
Okay, I don't know. Yes.
Again, all those sort of hit scanny guns require you to have laser aim, and if you don't, you're not doing any damage with them. It's why the times I was playing with you guys, I immediately went to grenade launchers, especially the like actual grenade launcher guy, which is just shooting like old ass grenades, because you can just spam like 12 of those in a room, and they have no escape. It's just gonna explode on you. And it's also why everyone was picking up mine as the skill, which is you can place a mine down, which like seeks onto a target, and it just relentlessly follows you until it explodes on you. It's very powerful in that game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing I enjoyed about it was how hectic it felt from the jump, how just like...
Sure.
Just like madness was happening, like things were just popping off, there were stuff to loot. It took me forever to figure out that you could break windows with your like baton thing. I don't know, there might be something there.
There's a lot of work they need to do, and I feel like I could see most people dropping off for it, because again, Apex plays just incredibly much better. The like skill loot battle pass system is much better in Apex and Fortnite, and like, it's a better game than Fortnite, but yeah, that's not hard.
You're gonna get a lot of angry emails this week.
Fuck them.
From Fortnite fans.
Fuck those 10-year-old fans, I don't care.
No, thank you.
I don't know. It could have some interesting idea. Releasing one of the hardest things to get into right now is... You already have your Fortnite. I feel like this might fill that HOTS role, you know? That third game, if they want to be creative with it, like, that's the thing they should do. Like, just play with it a little bit more, where I feel like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess PUBG... Let's see here.
I was going to say, there is a PUBG, yep.
If League is Fortnite, and Dota 2 is Apex...
Sure.
And then PUBG would be what? Heroes of New Earth? like the yeah, game. What's everybody the forgot? Like
first? What's the first? Is Dota 1?
Dota 1. Guess so, yeah. Like the forgotten.
The original mod.
The original.
Yeah.
The original blend. And then this would be the HOTS, I guess, really?
Sure. The shiny one that's a lot more quicker. It needs more shit in there, though, but yeah.
Of course.
Very more characters.
Different, weird. Wow.
I've been playing more HOTS. HOTS is fun.
Have you? That's why.
A year or so ago, I was saying HOTS is dead, but I think I can backtrack that now. I don't think HOTS is dead in and of itself. I think it was the everything around HOTS is dead. Marketing, the esports presence, in any online presence essentially to HOTS is dead, I think. But they are still legitimately making characters, making skins. They're still doing like events and stuff. They're still like tweaking shit. They're making like a new thing they did with one of these events is like every map has now a like buff thing that occurs randomly. So like one of them, for example, is like there's a fog that occurs every so often. And like if you're in the jungle bits, let's say, after like two, if you stand in the jungle bit and you're obscured by fog for 2 seconds, you become invisible. Huh. Doesn't matter what character, you're invisible. Another one is like a storm occurs and randomly a lightning will strike and then you have like two rotating damage dealing orbs around you for about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like just random things per map. They're trying stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, what can you do? I mean, that's all you can do with Haas, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Is there still, like, a healthy player base? Like, does it take forever to find a match?
Not really. I'm still playing on the America servers, and sometimes I'm playing in the morning or, like, in the afternoon, so that can take a while because Americans are sleeping. But it's honestly not that bad. I can still find games. Whether I can find ranked games is a question, because that was the fucking killer. Mm. It's fine. Some of their new skins are really fun. Still pretty good. Their mounts are great. They have a lucha wrestling event. Started about a month ago. So Lily's got some good skins. Diablo's wearing a doublet. Like the two things. And it's very pink and shiny. It's very good. They have a mount that's just a blow-up chicken that has punching gloves on its arms. Because it also has arms. It has human arms. Yep.
Okay.
Punching chicken.
It's very good. Yeah,
Does it punch, though?
I don't know. I haven't got it. I should unlock it. I think I have enough gold to do that now. Mei's in the game. Mei is a fucking nightmare tank because she's a new character, and like every HOTS character that's new, they're overpowered because they want you to buy her.
Okay.
Yeah, HOTS, it's still going.
It's still alive. Still bad. Going. Yeah. We should play some HOTS sometime. Get the crew back together. Yes. La Familia. It's time to something again.
I wouldn't mind playing that again. It's pretty fun.
You know, I'd be into it. Yeah. We'll think about that this week sometime. Maybe for some point. Something. It's interesting. It's in the back of my mind now. I'm just absorbing it as I turn whiter. As the sun goes down, I become more white.
Right.
I'm becoming like a ghost, a figment of your haunted dreams over here. It's just like one light bulb, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how I've done this. But it's something. I don't know why the sun's going down so much. Anyway. Cool. So you also were playing Trackmania.
The new one. I've already forgotten its name.
Trackmania. We're just going to go with that. I don't think anybody needs to know. 2020 Trackmania.
Yeah. Christ, what a fucking mistake they made. I don't know if they've fixed it, but I haven't bothered looking if they have. Trackmania... I think they just fucking called it Trackmania.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too.
Trackmania 2020. Here we go.
They made Trackmania 2020 sort of free to play. So you can download this thing on Uplay, you can get into games and stuff. But they've done free to play bullshit like never before. Like, we are used to free to play bullshit nowadays where it's a case of, hey, we have skins and shit that you can buy. They've done the old school when free to play was early system of, we're blocking a lot of this game behind paywalls system, where the custom servers of all the clubs, let's say, because they have clubs now, all the club custom servers are locked behind a paywall that you have to pay like £8 for a year's license. It's not even like just pay to play. It's like you have to pay for a year's access of this game. Which is some hot bullshit, because the custom servers is where you get all the custom maps and where you get those, like, all the custom shit. So,
you mean Trackmania?
Yeah, Trackmania as a whole thing. So the only thing you can really do, multiplayer at least, is play those, like, shipped with tracks, which are, like, fine. They are totally, like, fine tracks. Most of those tracks are always just getting around to you new concepts of tracks. So, for example, there's a couple new track pieces. One's like a just a dirt like track thing, which makes you drift more. That's been in a couple, but it seems like it's way flatter. Whereas in the previous ones, it had like a like bowing shape, so like the edges were like a bit more curved. So you'd have to be real careful about your turns with that one. That was in Trackmania Desert or somewhere Rally or some shit. And then they've added ice to this one, and ice has been in like the OG Trackmania before. It was one of the other ones. But this one is new in the sense that like, the ice seems almost fucking impossible to control. Like, back in the OG days, it was kind of fine, where you would, like, just about, like, make sure you get your line straight and then, like, slowly twist your way through. This, because they've made the speed of the car so fast, and the OG, like, world, the car was way slower, like a pickup truck, so, like, it'd be more nuanced, but this is like a fucking nightmare where you're going so fast. You're going like that way with your car just going forward.
Oh,
and
God.
You have no control. Yeah.
We've locked
no
it up.
No control to it. Yeah. And then they've also added, like kind of what I said, the U-shape with the rally, they added that with ice. So it's kind of like a luge or bobsled effect, which...
That's weird.
I guess when someone said it, when they were saying, we need to make a new Trackmania and we need to make new gimmicks, what shall we do? Ice bobsled, but with the cars, seems great. But then the same ice concept is there, where it's almost fucking impossible to control it. So you need some real precise lines to get through those, like, luge sections.
Yeah, I could see...
And that sucks.
I mean, yeah, I could see it. I could see that conversation happening, right? Like, where it's like, okay, we need something new. We need to do something different. Yeah. Ice! Have we thought about ice? It's just... Trackmania has been such a weird place for so long. Like, never
it's a
truly...
Great place.
Okay. It's a great place, but yes.
Have you had a chance to play any, like, custom maps that use ice?
No, because it's fucking locked up. I'm
okay,
not fucking
you're
giving
not
them
the
$8. No, fuck them. Fuck them. Oh. I'm gonna wait until that shit's free, because it's... Well, I lie. There was a lot of people playing those custom servers. Normally, Trackmania, you'll be lucky to have, like, 50 people in a server. I saw multiple servers with, like, hundreds of people in, so...
Okay.
They definitely got, like, people in for, like, the low price, I guess. And, like, probably a lot of streamers, I'm pretty sure, are in there as well. But there was definitely, like, the LOL map server, which is, like, really tiny, like, 10 to 15 second tracks, but to get like that track down to 12 seconds, create, you need like hundreds of attempts at it, sure, to get the exact line, etc. There's full speed servers, which is you're just going full speed. You should never break. If you do, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, so there are, like, the custom servers are there. And from what I've seen by some streams, the custom lobbies do allow you to play the songs you want, to create, like, the weird viewing angles you want, if you want, like, some fucked up viewing angle sometimes. So the modability in that game is still totally there. Hmm. It's just stuck behind a paywall.
Okay.
And yeah, you're right. It's been in a weird zone, Trackmania. From the first release where it came with three worlds, to the Trackmania 2, where it had three new worlds. So there was actually six. Then it came into Trackmania Nations, which is the one everyone got in because it was free. And everyone just played that for like the last 10, 15 years, mostly because it was free. Right. And still moddable. That was like Trackmania Stadium.
And they've been trying.
Secondary offshoot. Yeah.
They've been trying to make a new Trackmania. Did like different stuff with it. And they keep trying. Like,
they
made Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo. Yeah.
Nobody played. Nobody remembers.
Yeah. That was three more worlds. One was really cool, which had those like that grippy car. So you could like create fucking roller coasters and like drive upside down on a track and stuff. That was really cool. No one played it, and the modders left it immediately because they were still playing Stadium.
Yeah, that's the only one that I own, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't, at the end of the day, I just wonder... Like, I get that... I mean, they got charged for it at some point, right?
Yeah.
Just
I get they gotta make money, yeah.
You gotta make money. But... I get what you're saying, too. It's a lot of money.
It's just... It's just a case of, like... The free one's always been the free one because it's the free one, and this was meant to be that Trackmania Stadium free one, and suddenly it's not.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, it's just fucky.
Just, okay.
Mostly because they didn't get the money from Turbo or whatever.
I wonder.
Remember how Trackmania...
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Shootmania. Remember that.
Questmania, a great game. Questmania.
Shootmania was the one of the first to make battle royale games.
Well, so that's the Dota.
Yes. Okay. No, not Dota. The PUBG. Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. Dota 1.
That's
mod.
The Dota of the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It actually was a fucking mod of Shootmania. So I remember early on, Shootmania allowed you to create custom events and stuff. One custom event someone created, which was like the one fucking event because it was awesome, was Storm, where everyone started on a giant fucking map all the way like on the edges, and then a storm would slowly move in.
Okay.
And if you were
familiar.
if you were out of the storm, you would get eliminated. But it was also Shootmania, so if you got hit like fucking twice, you were eliminated. And these rounds would last like 3 minutes. Shootmania Storm was very fucking fun.
That's very similar, actually, right?
It was frantic. Yeah, it's fucking PUBG, but yeah, in 3 minutes. Right? It was very good.
And thinking about, the thing with MOBAs, right, was you had Dota 1, that happened, and then you had... Yeah. And then Heroes of New Earth came along, like PUBG, and made a thing. But then an even more popular version of that... League came along, and then Fortnite came along and wiped them out. It's very similar. It's freaking me out.
Yeah.
It's all happening again. This, your favorite flavor of gum is coming back into style.
Dota 2 Apex, where it tried to beat the Fortnite League, and is a better game, but doesn't have as much pull.
Yep. And then you got HOTS coming along with Hyperscape.
I'm just watching Transformers because I don't care about Battle Royales or MOBAs.
It's all connected, Mary. Look at this giant billboard with like different things, different pieces of yarn strung together. The history is repeating itself. Anyway, it's neat. We'll move on. Mary, Okay. You might not care about battle royales or MOBAs, but I know you do care about the friends of Mineral Town.
I do. They're my friends.
They're great. They're good friends.
They're my friends in the video game world.
How's your friends in Mineral Town doing? What's the story of the seasons?
Well, I got, a fucking pig. Cow for I mean, a one.
Okay, cow.
It's a cow. It's a cow.
It's a cow. I see it now. It's a cow.
Duh.
Okay.
I mean, of course. Of course. It's a strawberry cow. See the little strawberry bell on its tail?
Wow. Strawberry
That's
cow.
That's some quality. I actually... Getting the strawberry cow was a pain in the butt. The game released on Tuesday, and I was like, okay, well, let me look up Best Buy, let me look up Walmart, let me look up Target. Nobody was selling this game physically. Nobody. Best Buy was originally taking, like, physical pre-orders that supposedly had this cow, and then a lot of people got their copies from Best Buy and did not get the cow. And the whole reason I wanted the physical version was for the cow.
I mean,
yes. I mean,
it's a great cow.
Like, I've actually collected a lot of the Harvest Moon pre-order plushes. Like, there's been cows, chickens, ducks, sheep, yaks. Like,
yaks?
Yeah, I have the yak. Yeah, there are a lot. There's a tradition with the Bokujo Monogatari games.
The Monogatari?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's Farm Story, basically.
Yeah, Farm Story,
the Japanese
sure.
title. Natsume originally brought out these games and called them Harvest Moon. But then later on, Marvelous Interactive decided not to let Natsume make, like, put out those Japanese games in English anymore, because they have their own, like, American subsidiary, which is Exceed.
Huh.
And so those are the Story okay. of Seasons games now.
Mm.
That's what they're called. A working title before they came up with Story of Seasons. They were originally thinking of maybe calling it Propose and Plow, because
what?
You can
what?
Get married and it's a farming game. Like Harvest Moon, Story of Seasons, that's where Stardew Valley came from, basically. So, yeah, I've been playing these games forever, since they came out on, like, N64.
Yep.
PlayStation, and this is originally this Switch title. It's on Switch and Steam. It is a remake of the 2003 Game Boy Advance games, Friends of Mineral Town and More Friends of Mineral Town, which is the girl version. This new remake basically puts the boy and girl versions together into one game, which is good. You can actually marry anyone you like, boy or girl, so that's cool. But yeah, it's a quality remake of a GBA game. At first, like, after playing Stardew Valley, I was like, I don't know if I can go back to, like, original, simple Harvest Moon, and, like, this game was made for a portable, so it has, like, shorter play times for day-to-day. But actually, the streamlined, kind of a little bit more simplified gameplay of it is actually a lot more addicting for me.
Sure, like, I can see that.
Yeah, I've been playing it nonstop since I actually got it in the mail. I had to buy it via Amazon. It only took one day to get here, and I was able to get the fucking cow.
You got the cow.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I had to get that cow.
You gotta get the cow.
But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
It seems neat.
Yeah, at first I wasn't sure about the graphics. The original GBA games used, like, sprite graphics that were similar to, like, the N64 and PlayStation versions of the game. But the graphics have actually grown on me. They're fine. They're cute. They look kind of like the graphics in Harvest Moon Magical Melody on the GameCube. Fine with it. The only thing that I've found really disappointing with the game so far is that the sound effects are all terrible. Like, they're bad. Yeah, like, chopping down a tree stump sounds like you're basically hitting, like, imagine you have a walking stick and you're just like thumping it on some concrete. Like it makes this tap sound. And yeah, that's like, that's apparently the sound of me chopping down a fucking tree. It's just going tap, tap. And it's like this terrible coin sound effect that basically splits your ears.
So do you think that's because the sound effects were made for the GBA version and they didn't bother redoing those for these releases?
No, these are totally like new original sound effects. Okay. And they're not good. Like, I would have preferred they had just used the GBA ones to this. Like, they're that bad.
That's funny.
Wow.
But I've actually already started playing it kind of like a podcast game.
Yeah, like, seems like a
no
neat thing.
Voice acting. It's the same song. Like, you're playing day one in spring and great. Day 30 spring. It's the same spring music. It's the same town music. So even though I enjoy like the redone versions of the GBA music, like I mean, you don't really need to listen to that.
Sure.
I'd much rather listen to a podcast where people are talking about different flavors of Faygo, which I did yesterday.
Yep, great.
Yeah. What's the best flavor of Faygo? Did they say? What's the best?
They really liked the Arctic Mist one.
Okay. Who in the Hatchet Man family was doing these reviews?
Oh no, this was Dinosaur Dracula and Sexy Armpit.
sounds right.
It's the Purple Stuff podcast.
podcast. Okay.
Yeah, y'all should look it up. It's good.
Whoop whoop.
I always got to promote those podcasts we didn't do Purple Stuff. I promoted a cocktail.
Very good.
I wasn't here. Are you playing this on Switch? Are you playing this on Switch?
Yes. Okay. I'm playing it on my TV. I have actually also played it portably. I had to do a glucose tolerance test as part of my pregnancy. So I was sitting in a waiting room for over 3 hours just playing some Harvest Moon and Mr. Driller Drillland.
How's Mr. Driller doing? Is he drilling through? Is he doing well?
Yes.
That demo.
I beat a harder level of the Hole of Druaga, and then I started over to Friends of Mineral Town. And it was a lot of fun. I don't care what people, like, what looks I get. I was like, if I have to sit here and get my blood drawn, like, four times. I'm going to do something to enjoy my time. Like, I need to make this nice in some way.
Sure, and yeah.
It was not bad.
Absolutely.
Did you get it? This is the one they announced for the PC, right? At, I think, PC Game Show. How come you got it on Switch over PC? Just because the possibility of portability?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I originally played it anyway, on the GBA. And I actually did play it on my TV, too, using the GameCube player. So I was like, this is how I played it before. It's fine. And that's totally how I've done it. Like, I can imagine I will probably, like, in October, I will be sitting in my hospital room, like, playing this game, waiting for contractions to happen. I'm definitely glad I got the Switch version. The PC version seems fine. I have seen from other people that it does control better with a controller than, like, using mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
I mean, it's fine with mouse and keyboard, but I've heard that, like, backspace is used as a key by default, which is weird. I think you can change it, but, yeah, controller is fine. And the control scheme isn't terrible either. I'm not a super fan of, like, the Joy-Con analog sticks, but using the Pro Controller, it feels fine. I'm having a lot of fun.
Cool.
Like, it's definitely complicated enough. Like, it doesn't feel like a totally stripped-down portable game. There's, like, a lot of involved events with all the characters. You are giving gifts. You have to decide, like, who you're going to marry. You upgrade your house. There's cooking. There's not any combat. It's just when you go in mines, you are just mining. When you're farming, you're farming. When you're fishing, you're fishing. There are events, like you can bet on horse races in the spring.
A little gambling, you know. Looking at your bookie, you know, doing a little bookie work on the side there, making some money, going to casino. It's, you know, everybody. Friends are in Mineral Town, and those friends have a deep gambling addiction that has to be filled.
And they actually added an easier mode now, too, where you get more money, things are cheaper. Huh. I think you lose less stamina. Kind of like the casual mode in Mr. Griller.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm playing the regular version because, yeah. There's also some interesting, like, new differences in the Switch version. Mm-hmm. Like, originally, you could leave your livestock out overnight, and occasionally wild dogs would show up and attack, and you could have, like, your chickens get killed if you don't have your pet dog out there to protect them. They took that whole system out. You can just let him out, and it's fine.
Well, what happened to the wild dogs, though? What's going on with the wild dogs?
Wild dogs don't exist anymore. What? Like, they've been eradicated from the earth. Yeah.
Man, Mineral Town got real. Dealing with that water rabbit dog problem, I guess. Go ahead.
Also, in the old version, you would have rivals for the different bachelors and bachelorettes, and if you didn't get with a character, they would get with the other townspeople
Great.
And get married eventually. They apparently took that out, what? Which kind of Boo. Sucks. Huh. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a neat one.
Yeah, like, if I'm not dating Rick, like, he should still be able to get with Karen. I don't care. Like, don't make Rick all sad and lonely forever just because I don't want him.
Yeah.
I guess you can get, like, divorced, and so that way you could, I guess, eventually marry everybody if you wanted to. So I guess they're leaving that option open for players, but I kind of liked the whole idea of, like, everybody in the town getting married. It's weird that I'm the only person that can get married now.
It's actually sort of a neat idea. I'm surprised nobody's done that. I wonder if any, like, Stardew Valley mods or something like that. Like, it almost makes the town alive, right? And it changes over time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it'd be neat to then do, like, if your character gets old, then you can transfer out to a different character, like your child or something like that, and kind of almost Sims-like, where you just kind of keep playing down the line or whatever.
Another Wonderful Life, the PS2 Harvest Moon actually did let you play as your kid, and your original character, like, gets old and dies. So, it has happened before. Like, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for them to do stuff like that. But yeah, I'm having a great time with it. It is addictive as hell. I am sitting on the couch playing a lot of Friends of Mineral Town right now. That's basically it. Hey, like,
it's great.
I'm still keeping up with my Idolmaster and stuff like that. Right. I also downloaded the new Tales of Crestoria game, which is on phones, and it is a turn-based Tales of game, which doesn't make sense. Like, all of the Tales of games are action RPGs, so it's weird that this is turn-based, but I've barely played any of it because I'm just obsessed
with the Mineral Town.
Yeah, it's really fun. Oh. Like, the only real complaint I have is that this game is $50. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you compare to Stardew Valley, which is like $20, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
It's kind of a hard sell.
True.
But it's still a quality game. I don't regret paying $50 for it. And plus, I looked up on eBay, this cow by itself sells for $50.
Jesus.
Wow. Sell that cow. Sell that cow.
Never. I have a collection. I should have pulled out all the rest of my old ones. But yeah, that's why I've kept it in the bag right now, just in case.
Just in case you think about it, you go like, all right, maybe we should sell this cow.
It's adorable, though. I'm glad I went to the extra effort and, like, waited and didn't get a digital copy because the cow is so adorable. I'm enjoying this game a bunch, like, more than I thought I would. Like, I was like, it's a remake of a GBA game. It's old. I've played Stardew Valley. Maybe I'd maybe that was a fluke. Like, I just played it a lot because I had it back then. But no, it's actually very, very fun.
Cool.
It's great.
Well, that's great.
Yep. That's all I've played this week.
Okay. Would you guys like to talk about a little news? We can just kind of hit the big points here and head on out.
Okay.
Ubisoft thing, we talked a little bit about that. The news. The news this week, Ubisoft.
Oh. Sorry. Seeing as we're going to end soon, can do bit number
okay,
two.
Okay, bit two. Let's do it.
Sorry.
Okay. Do it during the news.
I stopped drinking this like halfway. It's bad.
What's Mary drinking?
I got my money out of it. What are you drinking? Yeah.
I've been looking at that going, look at that. Oh.
Ozarka pomegranate lemonade water. It's pretty good.
That sounds good. Lemonade Ozarka. Water. I've never heard of Ozarka.
I think it's like, and I'm guessing it's based out of Arkansas?
Yeah. Where the Ozarks are?
It's made by Nestle, so I don't know.
So it's evil then?
Wow.
Water comes from California. Sorry.
Perfect. Nestle, California. I have got Big Drop Brewing Company, Galactic Milk Stout, alcohol-free.
Oh, boy.
Very space the minute I said alcohol-free.
Boy.
I can't imagine an alcohol-free stout. Like, why?
Exactly.
It's gonna hit you hard.
You can't read that. World Beer Awards, United Kingdom Silver. Also, they've got this really weird like thing, this like rating thing, where usually it says like hoppy or whatever. The rating is on the left, it's Alien Invasion, and to the right, where the thing is, it says Rocket to the Moon.
Okay.
Which is useless. I'm popping this open.
I like
now,
the
so.
Overall can design,
sure.
though. Like
yeah, it actually is all super purpley.
Cool. I like the purple.
It's all purpley.
Nice can.
Yeah, it is all black. And, hey, you know what? That's not bad.
Wow.
This is infinitely... I'm a stout person, but this is infinitely better than that BrewDog. It just tastes like, a slightly tangy version of like a stout, but with like no like after alcohol strength taste to it, because stouts usually have a strong taste because of their strength in alcohol. No, this is way drinkable.
Oh,
this is totally fine.
Huh.
Oh,
like if you add some chocolate to that, it's like a watery chocolate milk. It's like a chocolate milk, but without
like
the chocolate.
Then.
Yeah, without any milk in there. It's weird.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's weird, but drinkable. Speaking of weird and drinkable, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Weird and drinkable. That's an amazing transition. Well done. Well done, sir. You've learned from the best. I mean, what do you want to talk about here? Like, it was a thing. It was Ubisoft Forward, I believe, was the title of the thing. Talked about some games.
Yeah.
It was all games we kind of already knew were, I think. Well, the only thing that I didn't know was the thing was that Rainbow Six
I feel
mobile
like,
game thing.
Yeah, I feel like they showed that off at, was it E3 last
it's
year?
It's a Tom Clancy-verse thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Tom Clancy first.
Remember last year when like everyone was super excited for the Splinter Cell announcement,
yes.
Like Splinter Cell next game, it's gonna happen. Then they led off with like the fucking three green glass goggle thing.
Right.
And then announced the fucking mobile game. That was very funny and great. There was almost nothing to that mobile game this year as well.
No.
Like, it's just a reminder that it's there.
Hey, this is coming out.
A cinematic trailer that didn't show what the game was like at all.
Right.
Yeah. You get to see Splinter Cell himself, though. I mean...
Yeah.
The game that's never going to come out. You get to see him for a second go like, hey, wait. And then he's gone. Like Skate 5. Or Skate 4. Or Skate 6. Just a vanishing ghost.
They showed a cinematic movie trailer thingy for Watch Dogs.
Yep.
That had fancy character animation because, like, the guy that directed it worked on Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
So that's why the CG was so good. It's
very good.
Yeah.
But
what's the tone of that game? What's the? It's such a weird,
wacky oppression.
Wacky oppression. It's like, I mean, that was kind of the tone of two, right? It was like sort of serious, but then mostly wacky.
It was mostly wacky, but it didn't have this weird like this feeling that it's gonna be nighttime the entire time, or like the streets are littered because it's a fucking oppressive state and some of these places are just locked down.
Right.
And like police checkpoints and shit. It's weird.
It's very strange. It's,
yeah, that Watch Dogs 2 thing really rubs me the wrong way in the sense of there's never been a UK like game in like the last 20 years or so, let's say. Mm-hmm. The only time they ever do like UK games is because the whole scene, the whole setting's like fucked up. It's like a different version of like the UK. I'm never gonna get a normal London.
You're never gonna get a, what's that game called from Ubisoft that's also a game about Washington DC, New York City?
Oh, Division.
Division, London.
Well, that would be fucked up London too.
That would be fucked up London, yeah. I'm Watch Dogs 3, I'm looking forward to it to see what it is. And mostly I want to do that thing where I want to go on the map and see how accurate it is.
Yeah, true.
And, like, go to different streets and go, oh, look, I pissed on that street or something. That'd be fun. Or, like, there should be a bar here where I got really drunk at and stuff like that.
So can we have just a guided drunk tour of Watch Dogs for a stream?
Depends how fucking good their map is, yeah.
Okay. I just want to hear your exploits laid out as you wander around the streets of Watch Dogs. That'd be great.
But yeah, like, other than that cinematic trailer thing, the gameplay they
almost
showed
nothing.
Was just... It was the same gameplay that they showed last year, basically, where they're like, you can be every character, and the different characters have different skills. It's like, okay, we know.
It came off a little weird, where they had... just came off... There's a political element to this that where it's like everything that's happened in the last couple of months, this comes off really weird. If all this stuff hasn't happened, maybe it's different, but...
Remember when they first announced it, they said, like, this is going to be a post-Brexit Britain, and it's like an imagining on if Brexit went super... Well, the allusion is that Brexit went super wrong and the people are revolting, but then they very quickly backtracked that because they have to be Ubisoft and, like, have to be on the biggest fence they can ever sit on and not take a side.
Don't take any kind of political position.
Yeah, like, it's a private, like, police force. It's not the real police.
No,
which is like,
obviously
what the fuck?
Headed by a bad guy that you're taking out and everything. So they're trying to make it like as cartoony and like,
like, PMCs aren't a thing here.
Yeah.
Like, you can hire security firms, but those are people who just have to liaise with the local police. If shit gets bad, they call in the police themselves. Most of those, like, people you hire as security are just, like, day traders with, like, high-vis vests to act as, like, bodies to deter people from actually doing stuff. They probably aren't allowed billy clubs to be worn, let alone guns. So
it felt
or drones, or drones,
right. Or heavy armor. Like, it definitely felt, if you remove the Cockney accents every once in a while, you could just set that in New York City and it'd be the same game. I mean, really. I mean that's actually probably more believable because everything that's happened.
It would be more believable in America than the UK.
I don't know.
And yeah, you're not wrong with some stuff, like the stuff you're seeing in Portland and, like, is it Seattle who has that, like, de-policed square where, like, the people are, like, policing that square themselves?
I think they shut that down, but yeah, they were doing that for a while.
But stuff like that, yeah, like, that's definitely more prevalent in our current times and, like, in America.
I mean, sure, there's probably a conversation in the UK about it too, but it just felt like...
No.
Okay.
The biggest thing we've ever done is take that statue down and throw it in the river.
And then we copied you guys.
Multiple times.
It's not going to get any rowdier than that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play it because it's going to be on that Uplay Plus thing, and that's a cheap way to play that, and that's going to come out with Valhalla, too, around that same time, right? So,
Yeah, if they come out, like, near the same month, or I might do
that. Or you just wait. Wait for both to be out, yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait for the next Ubisoft Forward event where I can get it for free. Like, they gave away Watch Dogs 2 for watching this thing. I already owned it, but yeah. Like, they'll probably give it away for free eventually, so.
I guess it was pushed back to October 29th.
Oh, okay. Well, then I probably won't play it.
Yeah.
For one reason, oh boy, that's 19 days away from perhaps the biggest game, Cyberpunk. Like, that's gonna be a hard fight for them.
I'm not gonna be playing much, but I will play Cyberpunk, like, the few game hours I get.
It's true. That's AC. Oh my god, AC comes out 2 days before Cyberpunk. Great. That's not gonna go well for them at all. October. I mean,
I need the hard drive space for Cyberpunk. Sorry, Assassin's Creed.
What do you think of Assassin's Creed? Looked like an Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. They didn't talk about. They were trying to present the Vikings as like good guys.
Yeah.
A lot, and that was kind of weird because, I mean. Sure, a lot of the history we read is written by, like, the English, so they would talk about, like, the worst parts of it more, or maybe exaggerate some things, but, yeah, it was like, oh, we're raiding a village, we're setting these houses on fire, but they don't show, like, any townspeople, you're not murdering a bunch of civilians or anything, so.
This is kind of what my wife was going on when she was watching that trailer stuff as well. She was like, some of these, like, British people weren't, like, that bad. There's, like, so many different factions of England at that time.
It's all broken apart.
And, yeah, and it's portraying the, as you said, the Vikings as, like, these almost saviors.
And just...
I wonder if they actually are going to tie to exactly what you said of the British have, quote-unquote, written all the history books about this period. So maybe the British are the quote-unquote Templars and have sullied the name of the Vikings.
Probably, yeah. Like, I liked the anime Vinland Saga because it could show, like, the Vikings living in Iceland and taking care of each other, but also they would be straight-up murdering, like, villagers and children and stuff and how that would be... messed up.
Yep. But we gotta have a hero, Mary. You can't have an Assassin's Creed game where your guy is not a good guy, but also maybe not a terrible... Assassin's Creed's gotta have a hero. You can't be an evil guy. You can't play an evil person.
Yeah, I guess so. But, it looks kinda neat. Like, they showed some new NPC behaviors, like... they will pick up bodies of people that you have taken out and, like, throw them at you. You can use two shields at once now. Like, they're trying to do some different gameplay things, but it still seems very similar to the past two Assassin's Creed games.
It's also still slightly wacky in that I saw some of the fighting, and I swear to God, one guy, like, pushed someone with the shield... dude fucking flew, like, feet, like, 20 feet. It was pretty fucking stupid.
It looked like The Witcher, right? Am I wrong in this? It really looked like The Witcher.
Yeah, no, it did. There was, like, another scene where they were showing, like, a quest, and they had, like, you would turn on glowy footprints on the ground and follow them.
I saw that.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're in a Witcher now. I see, okay. Okay, Geralt's gonna show up at some point and hang out.
There was also another side quest they showed where you were talking to a kitty cat, though. And I was like, okay, I'll probably play this eventually.
Yeah, so that's coming out November 17th, 2 days before Cyberpunk. And so many fucking video games. They're all going to come out at the same time. I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared. What's not coming out at the same time? Far Cry 6, starring everybody's favorite character, Chorizo the puppy dog. Big...
That doggy's cute.
Big up.
That's the only part I care about with Far Cry 6. Like, they showed a very Far Cry, like, trailer.
Yeah.
Nothing really about the actual game. I think there was a date for it. I think it was, like, February, middle of February.
Yeah, it's kind of soon, surprisingly.
Weird.
It might get delayed.
Yeah, it's gonna get delayed. I don't have no doubt. I mean, it has to. I mean... Far Cry 6, huh? That was a very... Yeah.
It's in fake Cuba now?
Fake Cuba.
Yeah, that's
it's in Tropico. I mean, it's in Tropico. Can we just call it Tropico?
No, I think it's named, like, Yara or something.
Yara is a bad name. That's not the name I would name a place like that. Maybe that's me.
But yeah, the doggy who is going to be, like, one of your pet companions, like, in Far Cry 5 or 4, like... It's a little wiener dog that has his back legs in a little wheelchair, and he's a little cute puppy, and he's cute, and his name is Chorizo, and that's the only part I care about so far. So, yeah.
Very much assuming or expecting the kid in the Far Cry 6 trailer to be the true right bad guy in Far Cry 3. Who I forget his name. Voss?
I think his name is Diego? Voss? No.
Yeah.
No, they said later.
They said it's not Voss? Not,
yeah.
Oh, no. That's a shame.
Huh. Well, that's great. I have no idea what they could do with Far Cry 6 at this point.
Yeah. We'll see.
They gotta show something. They gotta do something, man. And then Skull and Bones is dead. Right?
No.
Is it
well,
fully dead? What's
we thought
that?
It was dead. They didn't show Skull and Bones, which is a ship combat game developed by Ubisoft Singapore. It got like indefinitely delayed a while ago. They showed it at E3 like 3 years ago now or something. I found this news story today that it is getting rebooted. Yeah.
Huh.
It's that game apparently exists. It is going to have a live storytelling model inspired by elements of Fortnite. So I guess what that means is that they are going to have
updates,
like, events that change the world or whatever.
I mean, that's a neat idea. I mean, they could do make it work. That's really neat.
It's a good idea, but yeah, like PvP ship battles where I'm guessing you like buy skins for your cannons or shit or something. I'm still not interested in it. I don't know.
Nope.
But yeah, that game still exists apparently, so that's interesting.
All right, that's that Ubisoft thing. Not really much else. A little bit of Hyperscape, but... That was it.
They also showed some Might and Magic phone game, but nobody cares about that.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm. Blanked out at that time.
I don't even know what Might and Magic is anymore.
A phone game, apparently.
So there's a little bit of Microsoft news. They're discontinuing the Xbox One X and Xbox One S digital editions ahead of the Series X launch. Just getting prepped, as you would expect. It's looking like it's coming.
Well, I mean, they didn't really do this with the 360. They did it with the original Xbox before the 360 came out. But yeah, they're like, okay, we're not going to make any more of this hardware. If you want to play Microsoft games, you're going to have to buy the new stuff. Which, I mean, makes sense. That'll probably help.
Also, I would imagine those, they might, I don't know what it looks like on their pipeline side, but that might be, like, at least a couple more places that could make consoles for them if they wanted to. Like, switch those over to the Xbox?
Sure.
The Series X, just so you have those pipelines. I don't know what it looks like for them. They've been saying weird stuff all the time about, like, what's the pipeline look like with coronavirus and stuff like that. So who knows? Maybe that might help them a little bit get some product into stores. Microsoft resets expectations ahead of the showcase. That's coming up this week, folks. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. No, it's on the 23rd.
Okay. No business devices or similar news. Just games, says Xbox marketing head Aaron Greenberg.
Yeah, so no release date, no price. They're only going to show, like, Halo Infinite and other games. Like, they're not going to talk any other details other than here are games that you will be able to play on the Series X. So it's probably a good idea to get in front of that and say, like, hey, we're not going to show anything other than games.
I'm interested.
I want to know the price and everything. So
I feel like they're waiting for.
They're both PS5. Eyeing each other down.
They're waiting for each other. Just,
it's one of the. I mean, it's very transparent.
They're in a standoff.
It's real good. I don't know who's gonna bend first. I would just not bend until the other person bent. I mean, I'd just say, like, not announce it until the fucking studio does. Well, you agree on a day for both of you to announce at the same exact time. I don't know what you do, but you gotta do it.
Man, like, I bet Sony, at least, was betting on, like, people actually having money at the end of this year to buy their stuff.
Yeah.
To justify their expensive cost. But, well, with 2020, like, I'm pretty sure, like, at least 10% of the people who were going to buy this console probably have no interest anymore right now at this point in time.
And it probably moved a little bit more of that towards, I'm going to wait a year or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could also see, like, more people willing to spend money on entertainment and, like,
I could see that too.
This is something you can do at home.
Especially, like, if we get a second wave in the United States, I could see that definitely happening more.
And, like, maybe. I'm not going to visit family this Christmas, so I can put that extra money, like, into buying myself a gift. Like, I don't know. I could see. It's probably both sides are going to happen.
But, I mean, that's if you still have a job.
Yep.
That's true. That's very true.
I could see both, right? You could see both. You could see it happen. But there's a lot of smart people at both of these companies probably sitting there asking that question every single day, right? Well, not every single day, but having that conversation pretty regularly. About what the fuck is it going to look like?
Like, I'm not going out to the movie theater, so that's some extra money. True. I'm not going out to eat. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could go out to eat. I miss eating outwards. Out in a place.
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. It's nice.
I miss being able to go to stores. I wish I could just buy baby clothes and dumb bullshit like that, but nope.
I miss bookstores. Even though we only had, like, a BAM, just walking into a bookstore and just, like, picking up a lot of different books. Like, you're not going to be able to do that. Like, I usually just walk through and look at all these books and read the back cover and then put it back and then pick up another one and read the back cover. Can't do that now. That's not clean.
Yeah, now you're a jerk if you do that.
Now you're an asshole. Like, well, what can you do? So on the Sony side, they're reportedly increasing their production of PS5s. Increasing PS5 production to, what the heck, 10 million units.
10 million.
Wow, 10 million by 2021. So they're ramping up, right? They're hoping to get 10 million out there. I could probably see that number.
And I was looking at PS4 numbers when it launched. It came out, like, in November, the beginning of November, I think. And by the end of December, it had sold 4.2 million. By the beginning of February, they had sold 5.3. So 10 million units, there may not be shortages. Mm. Like, we had all those stories before. Like, oh, it's going to be a total pain in the ass to get it. Like, how are you going to be able to line up right now with, so maybe it won't be an issue. I don't know. I guess we'll see. That would be nice if, like, people who want to get the PS5 can actually get it and not have to resort to scalpers.
Like
people
me.
People trying to get Switches lately or whatever.
I'm scalping these. Let me know if you want one. I'm scalping for you from rural Pennsylvania. I could scalp you a bunch of them. Maybe. Not really. No, I can't. But maybe.
Linked to Microsoft's thing, they also recently announced their streaming Project xCloud, NIX or INXS, NXS, something like that, is releasing like holiday or something very soon. I'll get the actual article, but they did release info on that.
Yeah, it's going to be part of Game Pass Ultimate, I think in like September is what I saw.
Yeah. They announced it was going to be like part of Game Pass Ultimate before, but yeah, September's the like release date for it. And they said something like all Xbox games is going to be on there, which is cool.
xCloud is such a good name.
Oh, so if you have like Game Pass Ultimate,
you get it.
Yes.
You could use xCloud to play the Xbox console exclusives of Game Pass on your PC that way, right?
Or TV. Yep.
You could play Banjo-Kazooie on your PC.
Yes. I think the rare replay thing should be there,
right?
That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Well, maybe I might finally
beat Banjo-Kazooie. I rented that game like 12 different times as a kid and never beat Banjo-Kazooie. Never beat it. It's exciting.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a great choice for them, and it's going to play really well, because if you can't afford the console, here's xCloud. You can just play all these games on your regular Xbox. Save some money for a little bit. It's very good.
Right, I guess, because this is... I don't know what future game... That's a thing. Surely if you've got Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, they've also said all Xbox original games are going to be on it. So, stuff like the new Halo...
Right.
You would think they would let you stream it.
Yep.
Considering it's on Game Pass Ultimate, so you're getting it on the PC, Xbox One. Yeah.
Absolutely, I don't know.
I don't know about their what they're saying for future games, but you'd think they'd just do that.
I wonder if they will talk about that at all on the 23rd, or if that counts as like not
aside
games
thing. Yeah,
or
not
something.
Games.
Could see that. Let's see here. Well, speaking of streaming services, Stadia has landed exclusives from Konami. Konami, Harmonix, and a couple other companies here.
Stadia had their fake E3
fake
event, their stream that I did not
me
watch,
either.
But
nope. And I'm usually plugged in pretty well, and I was like, oh wait, Stadia's happening? Nope. Good.
The exclusive Konami game is
Bomberman.
Well, it's like the same Bomberman game that came out on Switch recently, at the Switch launch, but they are adding a new Battle Royale mode that has 64 players at once. That's kind of neat.
Sure.
Like
that bear game I played on Down the Thursday Trash with the bears and the Bomberman-ness. Yeah. Okay.
Or like Saturn Bomberman, which had online gameplay and was weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of cool, I guess, but not really. I mean, it's a Bomberman game.
Just remind you that Bomberman game on Switch launched atrociously, but they patched the shit out of that game, so it's actually really, really good now.
And they put like Tokimeki Memorial
characters
in English.
Yeah.
So I can't hate it.
Final news story. Mary, talk to me about GameStop. They'll be requiring face masks for customers, but they won't enforce it, reportedly.
Well, so they're going to put up signs saying, you need a face mask to enter, but they're not going to have the employees try and kick people out afterwards or call the cops or anything. Yeah, if a customer refuses to wear a face covering or escalates the situation, employees should, quote, calmly ask the customer what you can assist them with and complete their transaction quickly as possible. Which, I mean, I guess I can sort of understand, like, GameStop doesn't want their employees to get stabbed or, like, spit on or coughed on. Like, all of these videos on the internet now of crazy anti-mask people being complete assholes to people trying to do their job and not get coronavirus. Like, I mean, I guess I get that, but also they could have, I mean, they could totally have the store managers say, like, no, please leave or we will call the police. And yeah, they could do that. They just don't want to. So
the maybe next week, 20-something of July, the UK is going to force it's a law that you have to wear a mask inside shops, or you get a £100 fine. Pretty sure they're not going to, like, well, I guess if you are really assertive by it and, like, have some cops near you, you can tell them that someone's not wearing a mask and they'll get fined like £100, but pretty sure they're not going to take 911 calls about it.
I know we have a mask ordinance that also has fines, but it's like after they have a warning and they still refuse, and it's, and depending on your local police force, that could definitely vary on the results, for sure.
Yeah, it's all dependent on how they enforce it. And it would be nice, because, like, I don't know about your various, like, locations, but over here, no one's wearing masks. No one's been wearing masks for the last, like, month now at this point.
I've only gone to doctor's appointments, and everyone there has been wearing a mask, thank God. Actually, there was one lady who got in the elevator with me and was not wearing a mask, and I was super mad, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get into it. I didn't want to be stuck in an elevator with this lady.
Right.
I didn't want her talking and spreading aerosols either. So I was like, I'm just going to get out on the next floor and, like, wait for another one, which is what I did. But yeah.
I don't see many unmasked people. Even when I go to a grocery store or anything in my, like, rural area, even, which you would expect to be, you know, I don't see it. People well, play
Gary's
pretty
at
well.
Walmart right now, so I might ask him if there are people not wearing masks. Like, he's in our local Walmart, and if there was some place where people are not complying, it would be there. So
yeah, like over here, you'll be lucky if more than 10% of people have been wearing masks, and that's like the entire lockdown.
But then I think Governor Wolf, our governor in Pennsylvania, said everybody has to wear a mask. I think we're one of the few states that mandate now you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, like Texas has said that as well. I know Walmart has also said that, like, to shop in the store, but I'm not sure if they're enforcing it.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, is the enforcement part of it. It's like, how do you... but the police are around, you know, you could do something, I'm sure. But GameStop is probably struggling right now, right? They got to be...
Yeah.
Having a hard time.
When I was trying to look up physical copies for Friends of Mineral Town, I also looked up GameStop. They did not have any copies. And also, they are not opening until noon. They open at like noon and close at like 6 o'clock at night. So they're barely open daily anymore. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
All right, well, we'll change topics then. Better, more upbeat news story.
I feel bad for the employees. Absolutely. Like, you're not getting hours with a store like that.
Yeah. Certainly feel that way. for a lot of employees right now in a lot of places. Good luck to them. Thinking about you. Say that. Physical games. We'll end on a positive, upbeat thing. Why the hell is the Microsoft Flight Simulator coming on 10 discs? 10?
10 discs, guys.
10 discs.
Are these like DVDs or
yes.
Blu-rays?
Not even Blu-rays is the thing.
Looks like a
double layer DVDs. Okay.
Beautiful.
I love that.
Beautiful. Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Love that they couldn't like bother to buy Blu-rays or anything. If this is cheap, I just might buy it because that's such
it's so silly.
It's probably a throwback to like old PC things where you get a fat case and stuff like that.
I mean, it comes with a nice, like, it doesn't look like a leather or something like that, or it's like paper.
Textured paper or something, yeah. Like, maybe,
and
I
you
guess.
Get a big-ass book, too. It looks like that's a nice size manual you got there. I love a good manual. That's real good.
So,
they're saying it's like 90 gigs you do not have to download, so that makes sense.
I was going to say, it also gives some insight into, like, seeing how big the size is to gauge roughly how the fucking world map's gonna look like, because someone asked me before on like are the cities like scaled down massively, are they gonna be like actual cities, and I remember them originally saying this is gonna be fucking satellite data, say it's satellite photography tech, but you still have to add models to all those buildings and shit, and like Google Earth's VR thing, I'm pretty sure you've checked that out, Mary, and like it can look real like finicky when you get down low and close to it, so I don't know exactly what they've done with it. And also if like shit's like one-to-one, like flying from fucking Miami to Vancouver or something, let's say, like are you going over the same quote-unquote like terrain? I assume so, but like, yeah, how much of that is just like repeat when there's just fucking farmland?
So we're doing a race, aren't we, with this? Is that?
Yeah, I still want to do some dumb race. Race around the world.
Race around the world. Around the world in 80 days. There you go. There's your.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
So this will have the entire world. It's not just like certain countries. It's not like Euro Truck or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is doing entire world. The best I could guess was entire world, like 50 cities, like 50 of the biggest airport cities are like in high detail. Most of the rest of these cities are like generics.
I could see that. I just want to see if I can see my house from a plane.
That's all I want.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Flight Sim. That's probably my most anticipated game in the second half of 2020.
I think it's probably Cyberpunk for me, but then Flight Sim's probably up there. Flight Sim is definitely up there. That's neat. That is cool. All right. Thank you, guys. I think that'll do it. I think that's been episode 205 of Realms of Baghdad. Anything else? Anything else from you two? Anything else?
No, I was just talking with Cocaine Moon in the chat how the world is actually one-to-one sized, and you can travel in real time, but also use time compression to speed stuff up. That's crazy. I guess it really is a sim.
It's a sim.
It's not like Forza or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. Or Horizon, I guess. Yeah.
The time compression button, is it called the take a nap button? Or let the second pilot take over?
Go use the laboratory.
Autopilot.
Yeah.
Cool. That's neat. Yes, very excited. That's number two. I'll be honest.
I'm not going to waste more than 90 gigs on a flight sim, though. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be playing Cyberpunk, because that's all the game time I'm going to get.
It comes out in August. It's on Game Pass. You could do it before.
Yeah.
That could be your pre-Cyberpunk game, you know?
I will watch somebody stream it, maybe, but that's
You'll watch us race around the world in 80 days.
Sure. I will watch the race.
RobsOverBaghdad.com, folks, is the website we put stuff on. We have a Twitch stream every, I don't know, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. We have a Twitter, at RobsBag. We have an email address if you want to send us questions, concerns. If you want to talk to us, you can send those questions there. If you think about something, if you think of a better name for a race around the world, let us know. That's RobsBag@gmail.com.
I think you guys should call it The Flight, since the flight. We're not having the drive this year. You can call it The Flight and play bad music from the playlist at the same time.
Ooh.
It would be fun.
Okay. Interesting. That might happen. Let me shoot an email over to Kids Bop Aficionado, Zachary.
Yeah.
He'll get something prepared. Get something ready. Start workshopping it.
Is he going to be the DJ? The in-flight DJ?
He'll be our
DJ.
In-flight DJ. He'll be picking songs, playing stuff. It'll be great. Yeah. Anything else I got to pit? We got a YouTube channel. Got a Twitch channel. We don't have what's that new thing? Tumblr? No, I don't know what the...
We don't have a Mixer channel.
We don't have a Mixer. Mixer's gone, Mary.
Yeah,
passed away.
In a couple more days.
Yeah. I've been Albie, a DJ, and Mary. Thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week after some good Xbox news. Good game news happens. We'll see. Future is now. Let's go enjoy some ice cream.
Good idea.
Yeah. Show me some ice cream. Now I gotta go over here. Wave, everybody, wave! Goodbye!
Okay, you didn't say goodbye!
It's gone! Stop waving.
Okay, let me pause my audio.